So this is an interesting article that's in today's Washington Post, and it's entitled, A Catholic Priest at Trump's January 6th Rally Said He Performed an Exorcism on Congress. The only problem is he's not an exorcist, the church has said. And there he is. The article goes on to say that his name is Reverend David Fulton of Central City, Nebraska, and he sparked anger among some parishioners and earned a rebuke from the Archdiocese of Omaha, which is investigating his actions in D.C. that day, according to the Omaha World Herald. Fulton, who did not immediately respond to Washington Post's request for comment, read an apology on Sunday at St. Michael's Catholic Church, but also argued that the videographer was anti-Catholic and had taken his comments out of context, which I'll show you the video in a second here, and you'll see that's total BS, what he just said. Fulton told church officials that he did not actually perform an exorcism, but instead led others in prayer and denied entering the Capitol during the violent attempted insurrection. So it's just, it never ceases to amaze me how people like Franklin Graham, Reverend Franklin Graham, and this priest, they just fall in line blindly behind Donald Trump like he's the best thing that ever happened. And I guess all it takes is, you know, just being anti-abortion, and, you know, then just electing a lot of conservative judges. I guess that's all it takes for these guys. You would think that something like, I mean, just to pull one out of the air, just his handling of COVID, you know, these people that are preachers and that kind of thing, you would think that maybe having people to preach to would be something of importance to them, right? Well, Donald Trump's handling of COVID was actually the worst. I mean, I don't even know how you could do any worse, right? I mean, it was abysmal. And at least now we've got someone in charge who's handling COVID the right way and doing what they need to do and not just walking away from it like it never happened. So I don't know. These people are half blind. They see what they want to see, and that's exactly what's going on here. Have a look at this video, you know, which is rather amazing, of Father Fulton right outside the Capitol riots. And keep in mind, you know, as we know, one person died. There's another Capitol policeman who lost fingers. One guy, I think, of the Capitol Police was blinded, and they're beating people with hockey sticks and whatever the hell they can put together. And here's Father Fulton out here leading an exorcism? Good God.
We need to do better regarding our priorities. We need to be better citizens. We can't let this stuff happen.
Yeah, we can't let this stuff happen. I mean, people are dying behind him. They're getting beaten with hockey sticks, and he's talking about being a better citizen.
And tell me, what kind of a minister are you? What's the name of your church?
You're right. That's exactly what I'd like to know. What in the hell kind of minister are you? What kind of minister are you, for God's sakes?
Roman Catholic. I'm from Catholic Nebraska. Priest. And so... got this going. Got these exorcism prayers going. This priest using them.
Great. Did you do an exorcism at the Capitol?
Yes, I did.
What was that like?
What was that like? I mean, people are getting hit on the head with hockey sticks and crutches. You know, they're swinging crutches. They're spraying pepper spray left and right. And here he is, supposedly holding an exorcism. What was that like? Yeah, tell us.
We'll see.
Were you able to feel the effect of the exorcism?
Not with our eyes, no.
And what has possessed the Capitol?
There's a demon called Bahamut, and exorcists have found out that he's the one who is dissolving the country in order to bring it into something different.
He's dissolving the country to bring it to something different? Different? I don't know about you, Father Fulton, but what I'm seeing so far is working out pretty good. We finally got a president that can handle COVID effectively, not just turn his back on it, never talk about it. We've got a president that's, you know, helping the middle class, finally, and not the rich, you know, with his stimulus checks and his extended unemployment that he's putting out. I mean, from what I've seen, I mean, demons aside, things are going pretty good with President Biden at the moment.
And it's called dissolve and coagulate, dissolve and bring back together. And so exorcists have said that that's one of the Satan's generals, demons, one of his generals, and he's what he's doing it. And he's, his image, he has tattoos that say Selva Enchiquagada.
Oh, yeah, he's got tattoos, right? I mean, this guy sounds like he sees him every night or something. You know, I just saw him walking down the block. He's got tattoos.
And that means dissolve and coagulate. And so that's what they're doing. They're breaking down the country, and they're going to, they're trying to bring it back into something different.
Something different. Well, like I said, demons aside, I mean, so far, I think Biden's going in the right direction, Father Fulton.
So that's what's happening.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Where did you find out about this?
You can see it on YouTube. Father Chad Ripperger. Father Chad Ripperger, he's an exorcist.
Nut job.
You can see it on his channel. He makes reference to it, Dr. Taylor Marshall. Also, when he was reviewing a letter from Father from Conor Vigano.
Oh, yeah, I know the one. He's the controversial archbishop that pushes QAnon theories, right? Yeah, okay, I know that one, yeah.
President Trump, he talked about, explains the whole thing, has a picture of the demon on there, his image, and you get on the internet and you see people with devotion to that demon, Satanists and occultists.
So have you identified any particular congresspeople who are Satanists?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't, that would maybe make sense as to why he would be doing an exorcism, but listen to what he says.
No, but,
God, folks, I don't know. That's all I got to say about this. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Till next time.